This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A fire severely damaged Keokuk City Hall 1 week ago. The city has quickly addressed some immediate needs. City government is now operating out of the third floor of a local bank, and city council meetings are being held in a school gymnasium. But these are all temporary solutions. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott spoke with City Administrator Cole O'Donnell about the long-term plan for City Hall.
O'Donnell says there have been some brief discussions among city leaders about the next steps to take, but he says they're in a holding pattern right now.
What we need to do first is see what the settlement's going to be from the insurance company. That'll help us decide what we have available, or give us what we have available in order to do something, whether it be try to do something on the site where it is now, to take an existing building and remodel, or to find a site and build a new building. Again, it all depends on what the insurance company comes back with and be able to work within that means.
Could those discussions also include the police and fire departments, because there's been a lot of talk about how aging those buildings are and the need for a new public safety building? Do those discussions now intertwine?
That will be an option that we would want to look at, is do we build on a new site a combined facility with police, fire, and City Hall? That gives us this opportunity, understanding that if the insurance company says that to rebuild on site, we're only going to give you $3 million. If we go off-site, that's all they're going to give us is $3 million. And in order to do a proper facility with all three of those, there would need to be more money, which would mean having to go out for a bond referendum in order to achieve the amount of funds that we need. We would have to look at a timeline, because if the bond issue fails, then we would have to have a backup option and be able to work with that, or have to rework the bond issue and go again, and you can only go once every 3 months with those bond issues. So, you know, that is something we're looking at, but we have to weigh the pros and the cons.
Has the insurance company given you any type of timeline as to when they might make that decision?
No, they haven't really given me. The mayor, who used to be an insurance agent and actually sold the city its policy, has been working with them. He knows the lingo and how to talk to them and everything else like that. So he's been working more with the insurance company. And frankly, I couldn't ask for anything better, because I can talk a little bit of insurance, but he can talk a lot.
There are two sites in town that I've already heard people asking about, why not these locations. One of them is actually the barge along the riverfront. Could that be an option for City Hall?
Well, there are pros and cons to it. Pros is that it would be absolutely unique. It's a very large facility that would more than accommodate what we need. The problem is that as we've had more frequent floods, is that every time that there would be a flood where you're shutting down parks and everything else down there, you're going to shut down City Hall, which could be for weeks at a time. So do we really want to have to once, twice, even three times a year be moving out of that facility and setting up a temporary facility every time that happens? So there's some cons to that. I'm sure that the next place you're talking about is Exchange Street or the old Roquette building. Because we have a grant with EDA, we cannot put public offices in there. It has to be something that is a business that's entrepreneurial in that respect. Otherwise, we either don't get the grant or we'd have to repay the grant. So that kind of takes that off the table as well.
How long do you think it could be before there is a permanent City Hall again in Keokuk? I mean, are we talking a couple years? What are we looking at?
Well, again, depending upon the option, we're right now planning to, you know, anywhere from a year to 18 months to 2 years. Again, it depends upon the option. One of the things that we'd have to do is we're going to have to get engineer or architect in order to do anything. We'd have to go out. We have to go out for competitive bid. We have to get it in the schedule. We have to make sure that the bids that we're getting are within our means. All those different things. So that process alone is probably, even if we started it right now, we're talking before we could even have a bid, is probably 12 months.
Has Pilot Grove Savings Bank indicated how long you can use the third floor of their building?
They're willing to give us a lease for as long as we need it.
Will that come before the city council once maybe a price is determined? Is that something the city council would eventually vote on?
Yes, we'll have to have the council vote on the lease. Pilot Grove is being very gracious and working with us. What we need to figure out is what the insurance company will give us for temporary quarters. And Pilot Grove has indicated that they would work within those means.
Keokuk City Administrator Cole O'Donnell says the school district is also willing to provide space for future city council meetings. The Keokuk Fire Department says the fire started in the rear of the two-story brick building along Blondeau Street, but a cause is yet to be determined. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.